The peace of the Lord be with you. We light a candle because Christ, the light of the world, is with us. The light of Christ, the peace of God be with you. Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Western Heights Uniting Church's church service, I suppose. Reflections, whatever you want to call it. You're welcome. I hope that the time is a blessing to you. I hope it gives you something to think about. I hope it gives you encouragement. This is the second last in our series on us, God, and creation. And today we're going to look at something that St. Paul wrote in his letter to the church in Galatia. He wrote that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, I could spend some time looking at what each one of these means, but I guess you would probably be pretty familiar with these words and have a pretty good idea of what they're actually driving at. So I want to go back behind the words today. I want to think about how on earth do we find ourselves exhibiting these kind of qualities? I think can pretty easily say, yeah, they're great qualities to have, but what's helpful in producing them? Do we just have to say, well, today I've got a resolution, I'm going to be good. Today I'm going to be gracious. Today I'm going to be gentle. Today I'm going to have self-control. But you would get awfully weary thinking about these things. You can read about them and think about them in your own time. I would like today to reflect on those qualities as a whole and how we might find ourselves in a place where we could start to find ways of ordering our thinking, our lives, our relationship with our world and creation and God in such a way that we don't have to actually work at them, but find them emanating. So that's where we're going. So, if peace of the Lord be with you, we will listen again to our theme song, For You, Deep Stillness of the Silent Inland.
Thank you.
In the sixth chapter of his gospel, Luke records Jesus using these words. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good. The evil person out of evil treasure produces evil, for it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Now, when we talk about a person speaking from the heart, in our culture, we generally tend to be meaning that it's a very emotional, honest, but a very emotional response. To speak from the heart in Jesus' time, to speak out of tachycardia, is to speak from the very core, the center of who you are, the wholeness of who you are. So to speak from the heart is to speak from the way you think, the way you feel, the way you look at the world, the way you look at yourself. It's to speak out of the fullness and the wholeness of who you are, which sits right at the center of your core of your being. So when Jesus says these words, they're resonating right throughout the whole of the Christian community at the time of St. Paul. And he's very familiar with the things Jesus has said, because long before they were written down, maybe 70, 80, 90 AD in the Gospels, they kicked around the Christian community. People said, Jesus said this, and it was told over and over and over again. It was recorded, but not in literature. When Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, he's got in mind these words of Jesus, that out of the heart, from the very core of your being. So the fruit of the Spirit is saying something about the Spirit of Christ being at the core of our being, which of course Paul does say over and over again, we are in Christ. Christ is in us. I want you to think about that as we listen to some beautiful music that Tom is playing for us. So thank you, Tom.
Today's Bible reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. This is the word of the Lord.
The fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. Fruit of the Spirit is not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a banana. The fruit of the Spirit is not a banana. You want to be a banana, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. If you want to be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. If you want to be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a cherry. The fruit of the Spirit is not a cherry. If you want to be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches, so everybody get in big bunches.
The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. You want to be a grape, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Three weeks ago, we looked at Jesus' words, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And we looked at how the burden is light because if we do carry it Christ's way, we'll be doing life. We'll be carrying the burden of life the way that God built us to do it, working to the designer's specifications, you might say. 2 weeks ago, in the first great creation story of Genesis 1, we read that our purpose is to reflect back to creation the image of God. We are created in the image of God, male and female. And that's what Jesus' yoke is about too, just as he is the image of God to us. Last week we spent some time on the Beatitudes. Blessing comes when people live out the shape of the kingdom of God. And it's not years away. It's something that's right here with us in this moment. And the shape of the kingdom of God is seen in the Beatitudes. The blessing isn't something that's sort of loaded in upon us like a good luck charm. We are the blessing. So Jesus says, for instance, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are, not blessing upon. Today, we're going to be thinking about how that can be possible. And St. Paul tells us that it's possible because if we are in Christ, we are bearing the fruit of the Spirit of God. You might recall that Jesus once said, "You can tell a tree by its fruit." There's so much in our culture, I think, that encourages us to believe that life is all about the individual. Our cultural frame of reference is so much about individualism. It's about my ownership. It's about my ego, my wealth, my status, as over against your wealth, your ownership, your status, your ego, or even more so, over against them out there in whatever way people might choose to designate them. And we choose to designate them out there in many ways within our culture. Now that's not Christ's way. If there are borders, it means that there are those outside of the boundaries. And I think that's exactly what Paul is talking about when he talks about people being living in the flesh, because that's the life that he's got. He lives in a world where there's those who are Romans and those who aren't. There are those who are included and those who are excluded, those who are oppressed and those who oppress. It's a frame of reference, this being in the flesh, tied to my physical identity, a separate from you. And that generates opposition and separation, and it generates damage, and it generates exploitation, the antithesis of the love of God for all of creation. But we understand in the Christian faith that all of creation is God's, and it is good, and we are a part of it. To have God at the heart, using the term heart like Jesus does, is to have all of God's creation sitting at the heart of who we are, our whole identity. We belong to Christ. Christ is one with the Father. The Father is one with all creation. We are one with all creation. And it's hard not to love your own creation because you know it is a God-given, divine part of you, and you are a God-given divine part of creation, and your purpose is to reflect that back to creation. I think that's exactly why Jesus says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. If we are one with God at heart, then we are at one with God's creation, because all of God's creation is our neighbor. And out of the heart will come all the things that should come out of the heart, that loves as the image of God reflected back to creation, with love, with joy, with peace, with patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, because that's the nature of God to you and to me. And love generates such things. Jesus once said, "What emerges comes out of the treasure of the heart." So the fruits of the Spirit, yeah, they're not the preserve of people who have exemplary morals, an iron will, self-discipline and the mental acuity to be able to focus at all times to make sure that they never fail in their love, their joy, their peace, their patience, their kindness, their goodness, their generosity, their self-control. No, it's not like that. Going back to our first service in this series, when God has created each part of this creation, He looks at it and He sees that it was good. God loves it, and God still does. And all these things that are the fruits of the Spirit emerge spontaneously out of the nature of who you are becoming when your heart is embedded in the God who loves what God has created, including you. When we're buried with Christ, in Christ, our love and our life will become more and more like that, driven by the Spirit of God, enveloping our will, our aspirations, our faithfulness, our sense of ourself, our vision of everything that is. And this love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, they're not the fruits of a dedicated will and a brilliant moral character. They're the fruits of the Spirit of God remolding us in God's image, to image God back to creation, however we encounter it. May the Spirit of God be reflected in you in all you do. We lit the candle because the light of the world is with us now. It's with us as we leave this time together. So go in the name of Christ to love and serve God and your world. Go in the image of Christ. Be the image of God back to your world. You might like to affirm with me the words, "The light of the world is with us." Would you like to do that? The light of the world is with us. So please keep remembering to keep looking for those places where you notice that God is present and share them with each other. Share them with me or Karen or Jan at the office, and go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. And now sit back and have a think about those things in the presence of God as you listened again to that beautiful piece of music that Tom played for us earlier in the service. The peace of the Lord be with you.